and welcome to another exciting episode of One More Time, a wind band podcast. My name is Zia Fox, and I will be your host. Our source material segment comes from composer Alex Shapiro.
In this source material segment, we will hear Alex talk about one of her best-selling wind band pieces, Paper Cut.
Paper Cut came to be out because of utter frustration and utter writer's block, in a sense. It began from a wonderful, wonderful commission from the amazing BandQuest, the American Composers Forum BandQuest program. And they give free rein to the composer. The composer can write anything they want to. And I was really exploring electroacoustic ideas with large symphonic ensembles. I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world to play with, because I had always been doing electroacoustics with soloists or duets. And I thought, wow, what would it sound like with, 90 people on stage? And so, well, fast forward to once it became a piece that also included the students playing paper in all kinds of ways throughout the entire piece, in addition to their instruments, I sheepishly went back to American Composers Forum, the nice BandQuest people, and I said, oh, and by the way, they're playing paper. I said, I'm going to apologize in advance. It's probably going to sell like 3 copies or something. And they said, no, it's great. Just do whatever you want to do. We value a composer being authentic to the reason the paper entered into it. It was about 3 in the morning, and the deadline for delivery of this piece was fast approaching, and I really hadn't come up with a compelling idea. I knew my instrumentation, and I knew it was going to be electroacoustic. But beyond that, I kept coming up with bad idea after bad idea after bad idea. Just, this is what you go through. Sometimes you get it on the first bounce, and this one I had done about 16 bounces of different themes, and it was awful. So I was getting very cranky at 3 in the morning and looking at my calendar thinking, I don't have that much time to pull this together at this point, because it just was one of those pieces that wasn't coming to me. And so I, in my utter frustration, I'm sitting there probably in my pajamas, and I take the 17th bad idea I have put down on paper, and I crumple it up, and like a petulant child, I toss it on the ground. I just throw it on the ground next to me. And I live in a really, really quiet place, so you can hear a lot. And in that silence of the night at 3 a.m., I heard the sound of the paper hitting the floor. And I don't know what made me turn my head and reach down and pick up the paper. And I took it into my hands and I started playing with it. I started touching it lightly and really listening to those frequencies. And then I started kind of ripping it a little bit, slower, faster. Ooh, different rhythms. Look what I can do. I started unfurling it and snapping it. You see where this is going. Well, I don't know why, but at 3:05 in the morning, I had this brainstorm of, well, if it sounds this cool with just me doing it, what would it sound like with 40 or 50 middle school kids doing it all together? So I took out my iPhone and I started recording, and I started creating an audio catalog to play with to see what these sounds would sound like in the context of a musical piece. I recorded maybe 10, 15 different sounds that I could come up with, and then I downloaded them and dumped them into my computer so I could trigger them on my controller, because I'm writing everything in Digital Performer. So I dumped the paper sounds in. For writing the piece, you want to write around the frequencies. You want to make sure that the paper will be heard most of the time. And so I started playing with the samples of different things in different places. Then I started to think visually. This was my first multimedia visual piece, as it turns out. I just backed into it because I started thinking in terms of, what's it going to look like when they raise the paper over their heads? How about call and response? How about assigning different paper to different sections of the band? Then it got really complicated because I had to choreograph this piece. It became a big thing. But I was probably up till, 8 in the morning with the first round of this. I got some sleep, and then I hit it again first thing. I just was so excited about putting this together. But that's how the paper got in there, through frustration. And I always say to students when I'm talking to them in a Skype personal, I want to encourage them to say, no matter how frustrated you are, stick with it, because you try, and it's not really failing, it's just waiting for the success. The piece, basically, it starts very atmospherically. I was thinking along the lines of film music and cinematic music, because I was also thinking, what's relevant to younger students? What's their sound world? It's video games, it's movies. I start textually as though like it's a film, and then because it became so visual so quickly, I start them off with the crumpled ball in their laps, and very gradually they're instructed through a text box in the score, it's all simple notation, to slowly raise the crumpled ball of paper while tapping on it, and it ends up sounding kind of like rain, and as they're raising it, it becomes a natural crescendo. And that's the opening of the piece. And from there, the music picks up tempo a little bit. It's a straight quarter equals 96 the whole way through. It's almost a straight 4-4 with 2 6-4 exceptions the whole way through. I tried to keep it very simple. And also because I knew the conductor has to wear a click in their ear, a click track, I wanted to make it easy for them too so that they weren't struggling trying to keep the musicians and the track together. So, and the first half of the piece, really, it's a 5-minute piece, and I'd say the first 2.5 minutes are only the track and paper playing, all the different kinds of call and response or rhythms or groove little riffs that they can do with paper. At one point, right before they actually have to pick up their instruments, I have them all at the same time dive down to the floor. And the reason I did that is not because when they rub the paper on the floor, it sounds that great to the audience. It's interesting. It's a nice, you know, kind of sound. But this came about because when I was rehearsing the piece with the middle schoolers in Friday Harbor, Washington, I had made a comment asking those kids to come up with different paper sounds and different ideas to add to the piece if they wanted to. Well, this one kid standing next to me just went down to the ground and started rubbing his piece of paper on the floor, on the carpet in the band room. And I just made a casual comment from the podium saying, wow, that's really cool. Next thing you know, because it's middle school, all the kids hear me compliment him and they all dive down to the ground. The result is I'm standing on the podium, the entire band has disappeared. The visual was amazing. It's like everybody, even no heads. I thought this was absolutely hilarious. And I said to myself, I got to use that. I told them, I'm putting that in. And I actually went back to the studio and put in 4 extra measures to accommodate not only the sound, but the getting back up, letting the blood flow back down from your head and pick up your tuba and play. You know, it's like you have to think always physically about a piece. When you ask demands of players...